In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from God, Amen. What is this? What is the meaning of Urbana? The bread. The meaning is the bread, yeah? Urbana means the bread. What's made of what? Of, can you know? What it is made of? Flour, good. What else? Flour and? No. What's made of? First. Water, flour, water, and? And yeast. Yeast. Do you know the yeast? That we put in the flour to raise the flour? Yeah? So it's made of flour because Jesus is the bread of life. Yes? And the flour with water. The flour with water. Because water is the material of life. We have to have water with us, and we mix the flour with the water. And we put yeast. Why? Why do we put yeast? The yeast raises the flour, to make it like that. Okay? The meaning of the yeast is the sin. When we commit sin, it's likened with the yeast, because the sin impures us and raises in our hearts. In our life. But when we put this piece of bread in the oven, what happens to the yeast? Stops. When we put the bread in the oven, the yeast stops still. Okay? It's like the sin. When we put it on the altar, the Holy Spirit comes upon it, and then the yeast stops. There is no sin. It's made of flour and water and yeast. Where is the beginning of this Urbana? Where is the beginning? Is there any beginning? Is there any beginning? Is there any end? That's why we put it circle, not quarter or rectangle. It's a
circle.
Why? Because it resembles Jesus Christ, who is without beginning, without end. No beginning, no end. That's why we make the Urbana circle. There is no beginning. No end. Jesus Christ has no beginning, has also no end. What is inside here is called the stamp. Stamp. In the middle of the stamp, there is a big cross. What is this? The big cross. The big cross likens. The big cross is the sign of Jesus Christ. He's in the middle. And there are 12 crosses. How many? 12 crosses around it. What the meaning of the 12 crosses around it? What they are sign of? The disciples. Bravo. Bravo. In the middle, there is Jesus. Jesus, and around Jesus, there are 12 crosses, the 12 disciples. And around it, there is a Coptic sentence here around it. Who knows what this, what we put here around this? What is this? Yes? Holy God?
Holy Mighty?
Bravo. Yes. Bravo. Very good. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy, Holy Immortal, Holy Immortal. When Abuna selects the Urbana, he selects the Urbana out of five Urbans or seven, and he chooses the best one, and this best one must be without anything wrong around it. Why? It must be round. It must be not cut here or here. Why? Sorry? Why? Because it will become
the body of God.
Exactly. It will become the body of Jesus Christ. That's why. Then Abuna selects just one bread, just one piece. And Abuna puts this piece on the altar. In the altar. During the liturgy, Abuna asks the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to come on the Urbana and praise a certain prayer. As he prays the certain prayer, asking the Holy Spirit to come upon the bread, this bread becomes the body of Jesus Christ. When we partake, when we eat the body of Jesus Christ, what happens to us? When we eat the body, what happens? What do we get when we eat the Urbana, when we eat the body of Jesus Christ? Huh? What we get, what we have when we eat, huh? Huh? The Holy Spirit comes here and this becomes the body of Jesus Christ. When we partake of this body, our sins are forgiven. The Lord forgives our sins. Last thing to say, we cannot do that at home. Yes?
No.
Can anyone does that alone?
No.
Who can do that only?
Abuna.
Abuna, where? When we are in the church, what do we have beside all the people who are here? The angels, right? The angels, right? So the church is full of angels. The most important angel is the angel who are staying at the altar. And this angel is recording and taking all our prayers during the liturgy, and then at the end of the liturgy, Abuna takes some water and let the angel come up to heaven carrying all our prayers. Now, if we are not standing quiet in the church, if we are not praying during the liturgy, if we are not asking the Lord to let the angel take our prayers up to heavens, then we will not get use of the liturgy. We will be just running here and there and speaking and playing and sitting and sleeping during the liturgy. Is it good to do that? I want to see it today. And as of today, every one of us listens to the liturgy, prays with the shamamsa, and pray to the Lord, asking him to bless him and to be with him all his life, and to let him have the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Tere nen teven otisete chos ene os neven esere arente tenet chene becherestos esos ben chois aere novi bechois esos conievol gemon vocetate renovi osiemon chos Doe vole je veniote genifeo e mareftovo en jebekarar mare si enjetek metoro je vok bebe oshanene jefes marot en jeviot nemepshiri nembeb nemama esoe tetere ase jike vol tenoshtemos Tentiones. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Bento Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from the heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended into the heaven. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy, catholic, and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sin. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Προσευχέστασιτε
ειρηνή φάση
και το πνεύμα